This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry coming to you with another message from the Word of God Ministry that was published back in September of 1995. Now, the reason why I mention the years that this was published, because as I'm putting the track from, putting it on audio, and I'm reading from the track, some references may or may not be relevant to this particular time which this is being recorded, which happens to be August the 27th of 2023. So we're talking about something that's a message that was published 28 years ago, just about. And this is a good one. It's taken from the Proverbs chapter number 27, and we're only going to read one verse, and that's verse number 6. And we will find these words recorded. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The title of the message is, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to tell you the truth. Now, when you look at this passage of scripture, first thing you're going to say is, whoa, let's look at that again. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Can that be right? Maybe it's a misprint. Maybe it should read, faithful are the kisses of a friend, but the wounds of an enemy are... No, that can't be right. What's going on here? Is this some kind of a joke? Sad to say, no, it isn't. What this scripture is telling us is a truth that keeps millions of people from going to hell. It is a truth that we all need to practice and be aware of in our everyday lives. Let's look at the first part of this scripture. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. The first word is faithful. Now, we relate being faithful with someone or something, usually living, that we can trust in. In the case of things, we are talking about pets like dogs, cats, and such. A faithful pet will always be there when you want them. They may be out in the neighborhood or somewhere in the house where you can't see them. But if you call or whistle for them, they will stop what they are doing and run to your side. Some of them will always stay where they can see you and you them. A good dog, for instance, will guard the house and let you know if something isn't right. They have been known to risk their lives to protect the kids of their house. One dog went into a burning house to pull its master out of the house. Another dog stayed in the burning house with its master and died with him, rather than leave his side. This is the faithfulness of animals. Sometimes these animals do this in spite of being woefully being mistreated by their owners. If a person can find a human friend like that, they would have found someone that is more precious than gold. Now the rest of the verse says, the wounds of a friend. Now, when we think of wounds, we think of hurting. We think of pain. We think of something that is not pleasant. We think of something that we associate with an enemy doing to us. It is almost inconceivable to think that a friend, especially a faithful friend, doing anything to us that would cause us pain or discomfort. The two just don't go together. Or do they? Picture, if you will, a man going down the road or street and passing an alley and seeing a man with a gun lurking in the shadows, waiting for some unsuspecting soul to venture in there so that he could presumably rob them, or maybe even worse. Then imagine that this man's best friend comes along and says to him that he is going to take a shortcut through this alley to get to his girlfriend's house. Now, if this man is best friends with the other man, wouldn't he warn him of the danger that is lurking in the alley? I certainly hope so. That is being a friend. We should do that not only with our best friends, but to anybody. However, what if the man's friend didn't believe him and said, I'm going to go down that alley no matter what you say, and starts to go down the alley? Well, a faithful friend might have to use force or may even have to knock him out to keep him from going down in, going in that alley. Here is the case of a friend going so far as to hurting his friend in order to keep him from losing his money, or worse yet, his life. Seems to me that this is a true friend. A friend that will risk their relationship with you if it means saving your life. Now, let's look at an enemy. Here is a person that means you nothing but harm. Every time they see you, they are trying to hurt or destroy you. With an enemy, you know where they are coming from and what to expect. They are the type that you know not to turn your back on. However, not all enemies will be overt in their hate for you. There are those that will be deceitful and slowly draw you in, then watch as you begin to fail. They know how to gain your trust, then use it to destroy you. The kisses of an enemy is what the Bible calls it. Take the scenario above. The man sees his friend getting ready to go into the alley and pats him on the back and says, yeah, that's a good idea. You can save a lot of time by going that way. the man goes in and gets robbed or killed. By not telling his friend of the danger that's in that alley, this man has proven not to be a friend, but rather an enemy. The message of the scripture then is many times people that are true friends will have to hurt you in order to help you. While an enemy may pat you on the back and tell you everything is okay while leading you to destruction. Today, there are many people that are Christians that are on the road to destruction, and other Christians are trying to tell them that they are in danger, but they don't want to believe it. They like doing things that will lead them to hell, and they don't want anyone telling them that. They say, "You are supposed to be my friend, my brother, yet you are here trying to judge me. Get out of my life. I don't want to see you again." Then they go to another Christian, and he tells them, "There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. God understands. He loves you. You are all right." This type of thing also happens when a Christian tries to tell a sinner that they need to get saved or they will go to hell. Now, in both instances, the truth is not pleasant to hear. But if a person is a true friend, they will tell the truth even if it hurts. Alcoholics Anonymous has a way of getting people to come in for treatment. They call it tough love. The alcoholic is destroying his or her life and tries to fool themselves into thinking that they don't have a problem. Well, AA tells the friends and relatives to confront the person and tell them point blank, "You are a drunk, and if you don't get some help, we are going to leave you." What are they doing? They are trying to get this person to realize that they have a serious problem that could destroy them. It seems unfair. It hurts, but it is necessary to save them. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 through 7, the prophet tells how God has told him to deliver a message to his people that there are appointed people that are set in the position of watchmen, whose responsibility it is to watch for danger and warn the people so as to allow them to do what is necessary to escape. God says if the watchman sees the danger and warns the people and they don't listen, then their blood will be on their own heads. However, God says if the watchman sees the danger but doesn't warn the people, then their blood will be on the watchman's hand or on the watchman's hands or head. The watchman or watchmen today is the church and the Christian. And in the church, the head person is the pastor. Yet in far too many churches, the watchman or the pastor is failing his job. He has blinded himself to the truth. He sees the danger, the curse or sword that God has sent to the nation, but he tries to blame it on other forces like whites, the Republicans, the rich, and a myriad of other causes. But what he doesn't do is tell his people that the real problem is the sin that this nation is engulfed in. Think about it. Abortion, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, witchcraft, including psychics and astrology, hate, drunkenness, idolatry, on and on it goes. All of these are sins that put man in danger of judgment from God. Yet in far too many churches, the pastors remain quiet. In the letter or the epistle of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, a church now was actually bragging about one of its members that was committing incest. Everybody knew about it. Paul told them to cast that person out before he corrupted the whole church. Let me ask you something. How much trash is going on in your church? What is the pastor doing about it? If he is cracking down on everyone involved and preaching about it from the pulpit, then he is doing his job as a true friend. If, however, he is overlooking it or making light of it, then even though you may want to consider him a friend, he is putting you on the back, or he's patting you on the back and leading you straight to hell. He is the enemy. The same thing is true when they address the situations that are going on in this nation. If he calls it anything but the results of sin, he is the enemy. If you think that I will compromise the gospel to be your friend, forget it. I will call it the way God sees it. I'd rather be God's friend than yours if I have to lie to you to make you feel good. So the message today, like I said, this message basically is addressing what we have going on in the nation today, which is why things are getting all out of control and out of hand. We've got preachers that are popular in the black community or in the nation, but are basically in the black community, that in order to maintain their popularity in the black community, they don't want to address the reasons as to why the black community is in the condition that it's in, being the most persecuted, being at the bottom of the ladder of success and things like that when it comes to everything good that's good for everybody. We rank at the bottom of the ladder. if it's anything that's bad and something that is causing people a lot of problems, we are at the top of the ladder. That's not by accident, my friend. That's by the fact that you're not being told, if you're black, that the problem rests with you. And the reason why you aren't being told that is because most of you are listening to this preacher who's your leader, and he's not addressing it or passing it off as being something else. So you go on continually thinking that you're okay, so you continue doing what you're doing, and you're paying the price for it. You and your families are paying the price for it, but yet and still, the man won't tell you the truth, and you don't see anything wrong with it. And if somebody like myself comes up and tells you anything different, you don't want to hear what we have to say. Now the question is, which of the two of us do you think is really has your best interest at heart? Think about it. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing this message out today, and I hope you got something from it. And in closing, let me always close as I always do with saying, may God bless you and your families real good. Have a pleasant day. Good day.